What's up, sunshine? Happy Friday, Friday. I'm Coy Wire. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. We have your 10 minutes of news for May 1st, May Day, or International Workers Day, a 135-year-old holiday observed in 95 countries. It honors workers' rights and their right to fair labor conditions. We are also waking up our brains with some awesome stories today. This show hits like a drumline on double espressos today. We begin with a major ruling from the United States Supreme Court, one that could redraw more than just maps. It could redraw the future of elections. In a 6-3 decision, the court struck down a new congressional map in Louisiana, which is about 30% black. For years, the state had one majority black district. This case was about a second black, mostly Democratic district added to the state's map in 2024. The justices say lawmakers lean too heavily on race when drawing those lines, calling it an unconstitutional racial gerrymander. Here's our Boris Sanchez to explain the difference between redistricting and gerrymandering.
Redistricting has sparked major political and legal battles, but what exactly is it? Let's break it down using this hypothetical imaginary state as an example. Say our state has allocated 5 congressional districts based on its population. Each district should hold about the same number of people so that its representation in Congress is equal. Redistricting typically happens every 10 years following the release of the U.S. Census. So 10 years later, the newest census shows us that our imaginary state still has the same number of people, but many have moved around to different neighborhoods. So the state redraws its 5 districts to balance things out. The new map isn't quite as neat, but it is better representative of where people live. Now, what if our state's voters leaned something like this? Under these new district lines, the balance of power is 3 seats for Party A, 2 for Party B. And say, in our hypothetical, that Party A is in charge of drawing the map. They may be inclined to redistrict in a way that boosts their party's advantage. So they might redraw their lines something like this, shifting the balance of power to 4 seats for A and just 1 for B. When district lines are drawn this way to give one party more power, that is called gerrymandering. And what's the result? Voters might not be fairly represented. What's not hypothetical? Both Democrats and Republicans use gerrymandering across the country. Under current law, racial gerrymandering, or drawing lines to minimize the voting power of a specific racial group, is illegal. But partisan gerrymandering is allowed under federal law, and there are ongoing arguments about what a fair map really looks like.
This ruling also deals a blow to sanctions of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, a cornerstone law meant to protect against racial discrimination in voting. Here's our Laura Coates on how this could affect elections in the future.
Now, technically, the court did not strike down Section 2 entirely, but they just made it nearly impossible to prove a violation of Section 2, because now you have to prove that the district was drawn really with intentional discrimination, not just that it resulted in unequal outcomes. Now, that's an extremely high standard that could very well prove to be insurmountable in most cases. Now, with Section 5, the formula case already gutted, this effectively guts Section 2 and the test that has been used for more than 4 decades to protect minority voting power from being diluted. And the consideration of race to try to correct racial discrimination in voting no longer has any power. Now, many wonder what's left then of what has been called one of the most important pieces of civil rights legislation. Now, the immediate impact, that's unknown. A lot of primaries are coming up, midterms in a few months. But this is sure to have lasting consequences in the years to come, particularly when the new census data comes out. And you can be sure that future maps, they're going to look a whole lot different.
Pop quiz, hot shot. What did Vikings use as an early form of currency? Whale bones, silver arm rings, wooden beads, or shark teeth? If you said silver arm rings, before coins took over, Vikings operated in bullion economy using silver jewelry as currency, so technically Vikings were dripping in their savings accounts. Archaeologists in Norway just hit the historical jackpot. Nearly 3,000 silver coins unearthed in a single field. We are talking coins from the 980s AD to the 1040s. Experts say most of the coins are English and German, with some Danish and Norwegian mixed in. A thoroughly impressive collection and proof that Vikings weren't just fierce fighters. They were global traders before globalization was even a word. And get this, it all started with two detectorists finding just 19 coins from pocket change to Loki historic hall. Archaeologists are still digging, hoping to uncover more clues about how wealth, trade, and treasure flowed back then. Turns out Vikings didn't just leave legends, they left receipts. Now to an incredible comeback attempt. Allyson Felix, the most decorated woman in Olympic track history, is lacing them back up at 40 years old, some 4 years after hanging up her cleats. 11 Olympic medals, 20 world medals, 2 kids, zero limits. She told Time, let's go after the thing. Let's be vulnerable. That's not just a quote. That's a mic drop in motion. She has her sights set on the 2028 Summer Olympics in her hometown, Los Angeles. Felix retired from track following the Tokyo Olympics in 2021, where she won gold after giving birth to her daughter. In Allyson's case, greatness doesn't retire. Apparently, it just reloads. Meanwhile, another legend is keeping us on our toes, literally. Simone Biles, the most decorated gymnast ever, says her Olympic future is still up in the air. She told CNN Sports Amanda Davis that her mental health will play a major role in whether she competes in 2028.
I know you've said you feel you will be at LA 28 in some capacity.
Exactly.
Do you have any more indication which capacity yet?
I feel like we're still at a 50-50. I mean, we're still on a time crunch here. Now it's almost half of 2026, so we're going to have to make these decisions pretty quickly. So,
what will it depend on? What are the considerations?
I think mental health plays a big role in it because, again, physically, my coaches will get me in shape. I can get myself in shape. We believe in that ability. We're really thankful that I'm still healthy, but mental is a huge thing, and it's a lot of dedication on that because the road's not easy. It's long, but it's still work.
And, yeah, the risks versus the rewards.
Exactly.
You might remember Simone Biles stepped back during the Tokyo Games after experiencing the twisties, a mental block that can throw off even the best in the world. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a miniature horse on a major mission. Meet Ari, short for Mighty Aristides. He lives at the Kentucky Derby Museum, and his job? Emotional support animal for other animals. Yes, the Kentucky Derby is this weekend in Louisville. And when racehorses retire and transition into the stable life, it can be stressful, like going from rock star tours to quiet suburb vibes overnight. That's where Ari trots in, bringing calm, companionship, and a little horse-to-horse therapy for thoroughbreds who will hopefully be adopted. Oh, and for the visitors, let's just say this mini horse is max-level crowd favorite, proof that sometimes the smallest teammate can make the biggest difference. All right, we have two Frye shout-outs on this first of the month. Miss Van Dyke, Mr. Braden, and all of our friends at CJI Public Schools in Chester, Montana, thank you for following and showing love on the Instagram. And this next shout-out goes to Mrs. Toyama at Moana Lua High School in Honolulu, Hawaii, who sent us this handmade lei, because May Day is also Lei Day, a holiday honoring the art of making and wearing leis as a symbol of aloha and love. And yeah, you're awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us. Play that Friday music, Not Air. As we saw today, history is still being uncovered. Greatness is still being chased. So keep your heart open and your energy high. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. We are CNN 10.